Trump and Fiora, Messiah, build a wall and put Hillary in jail. Except he didn't mean a real wall. No, it's metaphorical. And we're not going to really put Hillary in jail. No, no, it's a metaphorical jail. Oh, boy. You can scream and shout with all your might. Scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space. It's not here. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. God damn it, I am the motherfucking great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I have been podcasting longer than the Third Reich existed. Go fuck yourselves. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile my intellect that homes in on and destroys motherfucking statist all around the world. Oh yeah, it does not matter. Right-wing statist sucking Donald Trump's cock. Left-wing statist licking Hussein Obama's ass. You got your statheist. You got your GLBTKKK+. The plus stands for pedophile statist. You got your techno statist, you got your fucking anarcho communist, you got your anarcho feminist. There's just so many different kinds of statist out there. I'm not a statist, I'm an anarchist. No, you're not. Just because you fucking have an anarchy fucking sticker upon your laptop, that doesn't make you a fucking anarchist. Any more than wearing black clothing makes you a fucking Satanist, or a theater techie for that matter. Greetings! It is the Great One, himself, the founder, yes, on the interwebs, goddammit, before you were. You can send me email if you love me or hate me or just whatever. If you want to send me stuff to do on the podcast, send me suggestions and shit. You can send me stuff on the Twitterverse also. CYNLIBSOC, that's the handle over at the Twitterverse. And I do try to check into the Twitterverse on a pretty regular basis nowadays. That's my fucking... Yeah, it's good. You can also send me email, God, that's fur baby, spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com. On the interwebs, it is Monday morning. It is August the 3rd in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2018. Whoa, man, that is a lot of feedback there. Hold on a second. I didn't fucking do anything with this. Volume? No. See if that helps. Ah, there we go. Did I fuck anything up, though? See, don't fuck with your audio gear on the fucking fly. That's always a bad idea. Should do this shit before you start recording, not after. Oh, okay, that does work. That doesn't fuck anything up. All right, we're off to a good start. We're not fucking things up. Great one, what did you do today? Well, I did not fuck things up. All right, that's an excellent start. What I did do today is I got up and went trail running. It was very nice. It was raining just a little bit. It's Colorado rain, so it's not real rain. It was raining, went running. Now I'm here, I'm doing the podcast, gonna put this out. I'm gonna go do the gym thing, and we'll see where it goes from there. I got a to-do list that's a mile long. Also, this might change, but probably not. I'm just going to let you know right now. I think next week, I think you're just going to get repeats because I'm going to be busy as shit. And I have the weekend mostly free, but I am having to do some work from home and a bunch of shit. I got projects going on. I got this. I got that. I got stuff that just has to happen. And anyhow, long story short, don't know that I'm going to have time to do any recording this weekend. So I'm just going to tell you that you're getting repeats next week. And if that changes, hey, great. If not, deal with it. I'll try to find some good juicy episodes I haven't repeated before. Okay. Speaking of sending me email to furbaby spelled backwards at cynlibsoc.com, I got this. Hey, great one. Thought you might get a kick out of this, and there is a link to a video. Video, you have to sign in to YouTube in order to watch it because of whatever it was. You have to prove your age because it's terrible or whatever. This is a fantastic video. All right, I think the microphone stand is falling over. Everybody, hang on. Pull the earphones out for a second because I got to fuck with the microphone. Okay. Let's try that again. See, this is all the stuff you're supposed to do before you start recording. This is how professionals would do it that way. Here at the Cynical Libertarians, we have anarchy here. It's just total fucking chaos. Complete fucking anarchy. I mean, if there weren't laws and regulations, this microphone would be running down the street raping and killing women. I also think I'm actually going to bring this down a little. Don't bring me down. All right, there we go. Ah, fucking Christ. What was I doing? Oh yeah, we was watching this. So I got the link to the video. Topless femen disrupt Muslim conference in France and get kicked. So we watched this video. It's from Russia Today. Now I love how there's the little thing across the bottom at the YouTube that says RT is funded in whole or in part by the Russian government. Oh man, them Russians, they're coming for us. So this is from Russia Today. Is that what it's called? Russia Today? Russia something. RT, you've heard of it. And there's some Muslim guys up on stage talking, and these two broads with their shirts off and words written on their chest jump up with their tits hanging out and crash the conference. And so they're up there and they're waving their fist around. They're doing their little Soviet power fist. And they're all like, blah, 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 into the microphone. And then security shows up and takes the one. They kind of push her off stage. That's great. So the other one's still on stage running her mouth. They push her over off stage. She falls down on the ground. And it's a thing of beauty. These Muslims are just kicking the shit out of this woman. It is a thing of beauty to see feminists get the shit beat out of them. I say, great one, don't you hate Muslims? Well, I don't hate Muslims, I just don't want them here in the United States. Unless, now if you Muslims promise me, because here's the problem. White men in the United States are not going to do this. White men in the United States are not going to kick feminists. They're not going to tell feminists to shut up. They're not going to take voting away from women. They're not going to make women walk two steps behind a man. If you Muslims would vow, I don't know, on your, what's the book of Islam, whatever it is, right? If you would vow on your holy book that when you come to the United States, you would vote for taking the vote away from women, and if you would come here and if you would kick our feminist like that, you know, I'd be okay with that. I'd really be okay with that. Speaking of things I'm okay with. So after watching this video, in the suggested video, popped up this other video, which I will embed in the show notes. It's called Russian Athletics Championships Highlights. Russian Championships 2016-2017 compilation. Oh my God. And this thing is 10 minutes long. And this is video of, oh my God. Oh my God. This is video of a bunch of hot Russian female athletes doing their thing. And I've been watching it. Oh God, I'm at 3 minutes and 40 seconds in right now, and I'm just about to die. I mean, damn. I wonder if Russia is taking immigrants. Holy shit. Anyhow, this video will be in the links, and I can suggest watching it. Oh, yes. Oh my God. These chicks are gorgeous. All right, this is... Oh. Okay, I can finish watching this and masturbating in the sink later. Let's get to the podcast. Al, I'm going to recommend that you watch that video. Okay, moving right along. That was Islam versus feminism. It goes into the dead. We did that. He did that. Oh, God. I got more emails. Thanks, guys. Saw this ad. Oh, God. You know what? Let me just watch this. Oh, I haven't seen this. You guys aren't going to hear this. Sorry. So someone sent me a thing. There's a fur. He said there. All right. Let me read the email. Fuck it. First man official trailer. Oh, that looks terrible. This isn't what we're going to do today. Here we go, getting distracted already. Jim writes in. He says, great show on the fur babies. I'd like to send you money, but I can't be bothered to learn Bitcoin. I understand. Even if you like learn Bitcoin, to get Bitcoin, you either have to buy Bitcoin or you have to mine the Bitcoin. I tried the mining thing. It's not undoable. It's just like a lot of fucking trouble. And I hear there's places where you can just buy Bitcoin. Now I hear there's places you can go and buy Bitcoin with a credit card, yada, yada, yada. And I haven't tried any of this yet. But no, I get it, man. I get it. I live in Canada, so Amazon.com doesn't work. Do you have an Amazon.ca affiliate link? No, I do not. But I should probably look into this. Let me add one more thing to my list of stuff I need to do, which is going to keep me from doing any new podcast next week. Here's the list right here. Let me put that on there. Amazon.ca. I think there's a UK version too. Someone asked me about that in the past, if I had an Amazon UK, which I don't. So maybe I need to look in, see what the fuck I have to do to make those happen, because I don't know. I saw this ad in the theater yesterday. They now have a fur baby movie, Palm Slap. All right, here's the link. Let's watch this and see what the fuck happens. Dog Days official trailer. All right. Great, so... A guy wakes up and the dog is standing over him drooling. Oh, look, there's dogs. Losers. Oh, my God. Okay, in the movie, it shows some women having a birthday party. Well, the trailer shows women having a birthday party for their dog. And they have a fucking bouncy castle at the birthday party for the dog. And the thing is, Okay, so far I'm looking at this. I see a man with a dog drooling on him. I see a bunch of people who look like losers with way too many pets. And I see some women who are probably single having a birthday party for their dogs. Is this a movie or a documentary? I'm confused. Yep, so woman, we're at the birthday party. They're talking. I don't even know what they're saying. There's a chick in the background who looked cute. Oh my God. Oh my God, this dog is wearing a tiara and a helmet. Okay, so there's a bunch of people, they're talking about their dogs. Right, so now he's yelling at his dog to just pee somewhere. So see, this, I've said this before. This is one of the reasons why cats are superior to dogs. When a cat has to piss, the cat goes and just pisses. But the dog You have to take the dog outside, and then you have to stand there and wait for the dog, and then you have to wait, and then the dog has to walk around, and you have to follow it, because you can't leave the dog unattended, right? The dog cannot piss unattended. The dog is like a retarded child. I keep telling you that dogs are retarded wolves for a goddamn reason, because they are retarded. Once again, adults can go and take a piss by themselves. That's what cats do, okay? Retarded children, and it's not their fault, I'm not insulting them, this is a fact, retarded children, you can't let them go in the bathroom by themselves because they might fucking kill themselves. You have to stand there while they urinate and make sure they don't die. And your dog is the same fucking way. You have to take your dog out and you have to stand there while the dog urinates. Then you have to go, oh, did you good boy. Did you go pee-pee? Oh, you're the good boy. You fucking dog owners, you are fucking retarded. And that's why you have dogs, because you need a pet that is on the same level you are that you can relate to. Oh my God. All right, hold on. They're making little heart signs. Oh my God, man, that one chick looks kind of fuckable.
God's opened your hearts to us to love and to be loved. And I find that beautiful.
The dogs open their hearts to us to love and be loved, and I find that beautiful. No, the dogs are just fucking unable to survive without you. Yeah. Oh, having sex with your dog joke. Oh, that was so funny. All right, that looks fucking terrible. That is nowhere as good as Russian Athletics Championships highlights. Dude, these Russian chicks are running. I see a lot of chicks running away from me, but the cute little butts. Oh my God, she's hot. She's okay. Yeah, she's good. Oh, more Russian running chicks. At the beginning, they had the pole vault. Oh, the pole vault chick right at the beginning. Oh, smoking. She's blonde and she's got her hair in that braid ponytail. Oh my God. She is hot. Then after her, there's a little brunette pole vaulter. She's adorable also. Right up my alley. I would fucking take her home and collude with her all night long. She could influence my election. Oh, could she influence my election? Ah, yes. Yes, girls. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. All right, anyway, that's enough of that. Oh, God, that's enough of that. I'm going to need to go to the fucking bathroom sink in a minute here. Okay. Back to the letter from Jim. He continues. I play on a co-ed soccer team with a bunch of mid to late 20-year-olds. Most have no interest in children. The ones that do stick their one kid in daycare for 10 hours with no concern. This one chick told me she has anxiety, so she planned on returning to school. Woman logic. Right, exactly. And that's the sort of, I have anxiety, so I'm going to go back to school. Well, what does that have to do with that? How are those related? I mean, I'm not saying, okay, you have anxiety, okay, and you're going to go back to school, probably for something worthless. Okay, but what does going back to school have to do with having the anxiety? I playfully told her, this is brilliant, I playfully told her her anxiety comes from her empty uterus crying out to be filled with life. Oh my God. I've got to try to remember that. That's your empty uterus crying out to be filled with life. Oh, that is... Jim, I'm letting you know, I might steal that. God. Sorry, gang. Jim, if you see me tweeting that on Twitter, I'm letting you know I'm stealing that from you. Guys, remember, any emails you send me, if I'm going to steal your brilliance. So either don't email me or don't be brilliant or just be okay with it. And you say, great one. Can we steal your brilliance? Yeah, you're goddamn right you can. I'm putting the shit on the internet. We've been over this before. For new people to the show, let me put this out. I love when people put shit on the internet and then other people do something with it and they get, well, that's copyrighted. Right, and let me put this in perspective. I am a photographer. I put photos on the internet. And once it's on the internet, guys, you can't fucking control it. It's uncontrollable. It's going to go somewhere. And there's shit where people put shit on the internet, and then someone else copies and pastes it, and then they get all fucking panties in a wad, and they start, I'm going to sue these people and all this other shit because it's copyright. It's like, guys, you need to understand that copyright the minute the internet happened, copyright became unenforceable. That's why all this shit about the fucking music sharing and pirating movies and all this other shit, it's just laughable to me. You're trying to control something that cannot be controlled. So you need to just let the fuck go and get over it. If you don't want your shit to be reproduced, don't put it on the fucking internet. So yes, you can absolutely steal my ideas. I couldn't care less. In fact, I would prefer that people steal my ideas. My ideas about women not having jobs, women not voting, no immigration, no taxation, turning off the welfare. Please, please steal my fucking ideas. Anyhow, that's brilliant. Told her anxiety comes from her empty uterus crying out to be filled with life. She called me sexist while giving me that ready-to-fuck look. Her boyfriend was standing right there. She was white. He was Chinese. I think they have a fur baby now. I live in an area with a lot of Chinese immigrants. These people know how to procreate. They have strong family values and put their children first. The second generation Chinese girls don't buy into the Western no babies BS. They are looking for a nuclear family. They often don't pair up with a Chinese guy, though. They can easily snag a white dude and do. I don't understand why any white guy would marry another race. The white genes are recessive. I find it hard to imagine building a bond with your kids when they don't look anything like you. I predict these mixed kids will grow up as fucked as the kids with no daddy. Keep up the good work. Take care. Yeah, I agree. I mean, the mixed. And, you know, I saw this somewhere. It was on the internet. It must be true. I was reading one of the things I read, and I ran across this. I had never thought of this before. But this person was talking about how the mixed race kids, especially the ones between black people and white people, they all look alike and they're all ugly as shit. And I know we're not supposed to say that. You know, we're not supposed to say that those children are ugly. Blah. No, they are. If you look at children who are the product of a white parent and a black parent, they all look exactly alike. And I'm sorry to tell the... Actually, I'm not sorry. Yeah, that's one of those weird cultural habits, right, where you say, well, I'm sorry to tell the truth. No, I'm actually not sorry. I'm just saying that out of the beta male-ism that has been hammered into my life, hammered into my existence, hammered into my psyche, you know, for the first 40 years of my life living in North America, where the prime directive is that no white woman should ever experience discomfort. I mean, I'm not sorry. I'm not fucking sorry at all. And when I say that, it's purely a reflex. And this is what self-awareness looks like right here. This, for any woman listening to this, you have no idea why I'm calling attention to my own fucked up behavior. It's because I have self-awareness. You don't. And I'm not sorry to tell you that you don't have self-awareness, and that's why you shouldn't vote. I was listening, and I've got this on my list to do on a podcast. I was listening to a Christopher Cantwell podcast where he did an interview with a female reporter, and he recorded the entire conversation. He put it on his podcast as an episode. And the woman is babbling about something, and Cantwell's explaining to her how that's not true, blah, blah, blah. And then she starts talking about her feelings and blah, 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 blah. And Cantwell just, and once again, this is where we need to get as a society. We, and this is something I was going to rant about, and I didn't, and maybe I'll rant about it in the future. We, like when Jim just told this woman straight to her face, right? Your anxiety comes from your empty uterus. We need to start saying things like this to women's faces. And I recognize, because I'm in the same situation, like there's times where I love to say things to women, but unfortunately it's a work environment and blah, blah, blah. And if I say it, the company's in trouble and all, you know, so there are times when I, and I've discussed this before, right? When I'm working for one of the companies I work for, if I'm working for Weyland-Yutani, I represent Weyland-Yutani, not myself, I have to fucking stifle. And I understand if you're in a situation where you have to stifle, legitimately have to stifle. And I respect that. I understand that. I encourage you, if you need to stifle to preserve your fucking livelihood, or even if you don't care about getting fired, right? What if the repercussions come down on the company? It affects the other people at the company. I mean, what if you don't stifle and you say something to some feminist cunt, and then the feminist cunt has a fucking fit, and the ultimate end result is that not only you get fired, but what if the company goes out of business? Then everybody else at the company is out of a job, and then they're on unemployment, and then they're getting welfare, and they're getting food stamps, and now I'm having to pay for their existence with my tax money. I mean, I know that's a stretch, but I'm just saying, it's the butterfly effect, right? The point is, sometimes in life, it's a good idea to fucking stifle. You don't, unlike my mother, who can't shut up. Right, my mother, who meets a person for the first time in her life and within 3 minutes starts whining about Donald Trump and what a racist he is, right? You don't have to go through your entire life constantly mouthing off about politics. You can stifle sometimes. But there's also times when you really shouldn't stifle. And especially if you're in a position like Christopher Cantwell, because he has nothing to lose, right? He can be honest with everybody around him 100% of the time. He has no need to stifle. And so Cantwell just dead out says to this woman, yeah, and that's why she's, because I, blah, 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 I don't understand this, I don't understand that, blah, blah. And he says, no, I don't, I know you don't understand, that's why you shouldn't be allowed to vote. And that's the sort of thing, you just need to say this to women. You know, yeah, your depression, your ADHD, your personality problems, yeah, all the tattoos, all the piercings, your pink hair, all of those things, those are all manifestations of your empty uterus desiring to have some life within it, right? Oh, you don't understand why blah, 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 blah. You don't understand blah, blah. Well, yes, honey, and that's why you shouldn't be allowed to vote. By the way, none of this is at all related to what we're going to talk about on the podcast today. Anyhow, mixed race children, yes, they all look alike, and they're all ugly. And when they grow up, they're going to be even uglier, because when you're children, you're cuter, because that's your self-defense mechanism, right? When you're a child, you can't defend yourself from your parents killing you for being annoying and crying in the night and all this other shit. So your defense mechanism is that you are cute. As you get older, you become less cute. Especially if you're a woman. You become less cute very quickly because there's this thing called the wall. The wall is real. The wall is coming for you. Despite what you may think, the wall actually arrives around 23, 24, 20, maybe 26. And no, 40 is not the new 20. This person pointed out, whomever the fuck it was, that there is actually more, what do we want to call it? More physical diversity amongst Let's not call it diversity, because we hate that word. It's you can't use the word diversity anymore. There is more physical variation in white people than any other race. And I had never really thought of that before. But if you think about it, okay, you got white people. What do you got? Well, you got redheads, you got blondes, you got brunettes, you got really dark hair, you got light, you got all the different colored eyes, you got hazel, you got green, you got red, I was going to say red, there's no red eyes, unless you're Satan, yeah, blue, hazel, green, brown, gray, right? With the black people, what do you got? You got black hair, and you got black hair, and you got brown eyes, or you've got brown eyes. Chinese, dark hair. Not a lot of blonde and redheaded Chinese or Japanese. Browns, you got what? There's some blonde, brown people. But there's not the physical variation in the other races that is found in the white race. Great one. Are you saying that makes white people better? No, I didn't say that. I mean, white people are better, yes, but I'm not saying they're better because of that. I'm just saying that's a fact. This is a verifiable fact. There is more physical variation among white people than there are among the other races. And why you would want to destroy and dilute that by bringing in the, call it what I'm going to call it what it is, inferior DNA. You know what, let's think about this for a minute. Well, you know, white people evolved from black people. Yes, they did. Black people were there first in Africa, so they were there first, and then people immigrated out, and they went up north, and they went to Europe, and they evolved, and they changed, and that natural selection and evolution stuff happened, you know, that you don't believe in, and they became white people. So white people came into existence far after black people already existed. So black people had this huge head start on white people. And yet, white people are the ones who managed to invent the wheel, electricity, color television, go to the moon, climb Mount Everest. I mean, if you black people, you evolved from us. Yes, because, and we are better than you. We are the improved version. We, white people, are what happens when black people endure hardship, right? The black people migrated up there to Europe. They endured hardship. They had to overcome challenges. They had to create and survive and fucking adapt and overcome. And the result is white people. And then we came back down to the black people continent where we came from a million years ago or whatever it was. And of course, we enslaved you all because slavery never existed until white people came into existence. That should have offended plenty of people. Which I'm okay with. I'm not sorry. If you were offended by anything I just said, all of which is true, I'm not sorry. But none of that is related to what we're going to talk about today. So anyhow, I find it hard to imagine building a bond with your kids when they don't look anything like you. I predict these mixed kids will grow up as fucked as the kids with no daddy. Yeah, I think they will too. And this is why I want to live for another 40 years, because I want to see these people hitting their 30s and their 40s. I want to see the disaster that their lives are. Speaking of that, we're not doing this today. But, I saw this video on the YouTubes with this millennial talking about how millennials are just misunderstood and it's not their fault and yada, 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 yada. It's great. Oh, Jim, you asshole. And then he puts in, by the way, this is what I picture when I hear you talk. Am I close? And he has a picture of some guy. No, Jim, no. That is not what the great one looks like. Nice try. This guy is hideously ugly. Despite what somebody may have said on their podcast, the great one is sexy, okay? Don't believe shit you hear on other podcasts. The only podcast where you're hearing the truth is this one right here. And I am motherfucking sexy. And I'm not sorry about it either. So, Jim, go fuck yourself. And should I, hold on, I'll put the Fur Babies movie link in the show notes too. Let me open that back up so I don't forget. All right, there we go. I'll get that in there. Oh, whoops, there's stuff on Molyneux. I was going to want, wait. Oh, you are being replayed, blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's me getting distracted. Sorry. Okay, Russian athletes. Let's watch some more Russian athletes here for a second. Oh, I'll tie your shoe for you, sweetheart. Mm. Damn. Actually, I mean, she's got a nice body. Her face isn't that cute, though. Dude, that's like a lineup, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 hot Russian track babes. Oh, my God. It's like, ah, they're, it's like, okay. Ooh, damn. They're fast. I like it when girls are fast. Ah, fast. All right, there we go. They ran their race. Ooh, nice. Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 pause. Ooh. 211. She's kind of my speed. Fast. Yes. Mm. Oh, yeah. I love it when chicks grab each other's asses like that. Yes. Ah, nice butt shot there, dude. Good guy. Good job, cameraman. All right. Oh, yes. Ah. Oh, yes. Little blonde Russian babe. Dude, focus. Focus. There we go. All right. That's enough of that for now. Moving on. Moving on. Moving on. All right. Let's get to the point. I need to put that in the done pile. That's gone. Okay, closing email so I don't get distracted. Where are we at with this fucking disaster? Hang on. All right, had to go over there and freaking unlock the computer. Okay, ah shit, I just closed the fucking email. All right, well, I don't need, because, okay, somebody, sorry, I don't remember your name, you know who you are. I don't think you told me your name. I think you were anonymous, which is cool. Sent me a link to a video and said, you're going to have an aneurysm watching this. So I watched it, and I did. Here we go. Let's do this. This is Dave Rubin and Joe Rogan, whatever his name is. I don't care.
Dave Rubin went on Joe Rogan's podcast, and
oh, okay. And so he just said that. So the guy talking right now, the fuck was this? Faggot. All right, I'm sorry. Now I do have to go find this. Because I gotta do commentary on this. What's the name of this thing? Maybe iPhone vids can replace the government. Let's see if I can find this video real quick. Here we go. Found it. So this channel where we're playing this video from, because it has commentary from this guy, this is guy's channel is called Secular Talk. Description: liberal radio host, social democrat, agnostic atheist, secular humanist, loyal to the facts, principles over politicians. You know, leading with calling your channel Secular Talk. I love how secular, this is another word like atheist that people like, revolve their life around. It. Well, I'm secular. What the fuck does that even mean? Hold on. I'm serious. What the fuck does this even mean? Secular. Oh, good God. Can I just get a fucking definition? Definition of secular: of or relating to the worldly or temporal, not overtly or specifically religious. Of or relating to worldly or temporal secular concerns, not overtly or specifically religious. So he's not overtly religious, he's not specifically religious. I mean, what does this mean? Anyway, the guy, he's just gayer than fuck, but, you know, what else is new? Yeah, it's like if you tune into a YouTube channel called Atheist Talk, right? You know it's going to be terrible, okay? Now, I'm an atheist, but see, unlike Atheist on YouTube, I can actually go more than 17 seconds without having to announce that I am an atheist and say that everyone who believes in God is stupid. And this is sort of, I get the same sense from this faggot with his secular talk channel. It's like, oh God, the more atheist and the more secular someone is, you ever notice how the more preachy they are? There's like more preaching on atheist YouTube channels than there are in Southern Baptist churches. All right. Great one. We're 40 fucking minutes into the thing. Can we get to the actual point? Yes. Let's start this video now. And I'm going to have to fuck with the settings again. All right.
They went back and forth on the issue of regulation. This is interesting. Let's watch. And then I have a bunch of stuff I want to say.
Oh, the secularist has some stuff he wants to say. Oh, boy.
What problem would you... Everything you're building here right now, right? Do you want the government to tell you how to do all these things and all...
Yes. Yes, they do. People do want the government to tell them how to do things. Because people, the average person, can't fucking figure anything out. This is why democracy doesn't work. Democracy is a bunch of people who can't figure out basic shit like, I don't know, what food should I eat? Even though humans have been figuring out what to fucking eat ever since humans evolved way back in the day on the African continent, right? I mean, they evolved, and then boom, animals figure out what to eat. You know, lizards figure out what to eat. Bats figure out what to eat. Squirrels figure out what to eat. I mean, even dogs figure out what to eat, which is, for dogs, usually the shit of other animals, which is one more reason why I don't let dogs lick me, because I know what's been in your mouth. But humans, well, the humans who believe in democracy, they need the government to tell them what kind of food they should eat.
All the regulations that you got to have your electric thing this far from this, and like all
the regulations like that for construction are important, though. You do have to make sure that people don't do stupid shit.
You have to make sure people don't do stupid shit. That's called circumventing natural selection. And this is the entire problem with democracy. We can't let people do stupid shit. Okay. So if people don't do stupid shit, when you protect people from the consequences of their actions and you don't let them do stupid shit, they can't fucking learn. Because that's how you learn, is by doing stupid shit.
But make sure generally, you don't have a power line, it's near a water line. There's a lot of...
But I would...
Why can't you have a power line near a water line? I mean, the water isn't going to come through the pipe into the power line. Right, like that. Oh my God, you can't have a water line near a power line. Now, you can murder innocent people in foreign countries with missiles launched from flying robots, right? And you can steal money via taxation from people who don't have children and use it to finance the education of children for people, other, but we can't. What we can't do is have a water line near a power line. See, that would be terrible.
Put most of that on the builders, though. They want to build things that are good. Now, I get it.
That's not true.
Oh, it's not true. The builders do not want to build things that are good. So, see, now we're starting to go into my favorite territory. We're going to delve in there. Oh, where's my notes? There they are right there. I got some new fucking mad science to lay on you guys, because I am a genius. It's a great one. Are you a genius? I am a genius. I have come up with a new trinity. A new holy trinity. Not an atheist, not secular, but I got a trinity for you. You're going to love this. Get out, get some paper and get ready to take notes. Because you can tweet this shit too. You can put this on Twitter. I will not care. I'm not going to sue you.
Listen, people
cut corners
all the time. Like, you have to have regulations when it comes to construction methods or people are going to get fucked.
People are going to cut corners all the time. You have to have the regulations or all these construction workers, they're going to cut corners because they're so dishonest, right? They're so dishonest, they're going to cut all these corners. And that, of course, is why we should let them vote. Now, here's the thing. I'm not sure I can really explain, because I don't think I'm stupid enough to... Like, this is one of those things, it's so self-evident to me that I can't figure out how to dumb this down to explain it to people who think democracy is a good idea. The whole premise of democracy is that you have to let people vote for a government to control their actions, to protect them from themselves and each other, because everybody in society is too stupid to look out for themselves and is evil and will try to fuck other people over. And therefore, you need to let those people make political decisions that affect everyone in the United States and, in fact, possibly everybody on the planet Earth. So you need to let stupid, evil people make decisions that affect 7 billion humans on the planet Earth. And I really don't think I can find a way to explain how stupid that is to those of you who are stupid. I mean, if you just can't look at that and figure that out on your own, that tells me you're one of the stupid ones who would be dead if natural selection took place. Right? And the ones who are always opposed to turning off the welfare and turning off the regulations, they're just like the people who are fucking all about gun control. Right? You'll hear these people saying, well, we can't have people walking around with guns because they just pull out their guns and just shoot other people. And the people who say that, they are the ones who know that in a society where everyone carried around a gun on their hip all the time, which I think people should. I think everyone should be armed all the time, men and women. The people who are opposed to living in that society, they are the ones who know that in that society, they would be killed within the first 48 hours because they are so obnoxious and so hated. Right? Again, like, think about those, you watch that video and those feminists jump up there on that stage with those and interrupt those Islamic, I don't know, they had some kind of garb. I'm assuming they're some kind of Islamic priest. Right? In a society where you can just kill people for pissing you off, those priests would just pull out some guns and shoot those women dead. Everyone who's opposed to fucking people carrying guns 24 hours a day, those are the people who know they would be dead in that society. And it's the same thing with, what the fuck, where was I even going with this? Oh, it's the same thing with people who are fucking adamantly opposed to turning off the welfare. They're the ones who know that if the welfare gets turned off, and whether it's because they get welfare in the form of food stamps, welfare in the form of fucking Social Security, welfare in the form of, I work for a nonprofit, welfare in the form of they work for the fucking defense industry or something else that's all entirely government contracts, they know that without the welfare, they would be dead within 2 weeks. They would die of starvation. And that's why these people are so adamantly opposed to turning off the fucking welfare and turning off the regulations, because they know they wouldn't fucking last.
They cut corners when there are regulations anyway.
Okay, so we need the regulations to prevent people from cutting corners, but they cut corners when... they cut corners when there's regulations anyway. That was actually Dave Rubin saying that. Okay, so your regulations aren't working, are they?
They do. They would cut a lot more if there weren't regulations.
They would be even more bad if there weren't the regulations. And this is the argument, too, is that, well, You know, it's against the law to kill people, but yet people still get killed. Well, but there'd be more killing if it weren't against the law. Of course.
Not totally. You go to third world countries and look at construction methods. They're fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
That's why schools collapse.
Okay, so in third world countries, the construction methods are dangerous. Okay? That's because there's not enough regulations. Or maybe it's because in third world countries, they don't have a first world country infrastructure. Maybe in third world countries, you can't get the same quality lumber, nails, screws, supplies that you can in the first world. Also, oh, hey, here's another chance to piss people off. Maybe in third world countries, maybe the people are less intelligent.
It's on kids in foreign countries sometimes. Like,
well, I'm not telling you that I'm against all regulation, period. That's okay. That's where I said...
See, I'm not against all regulation. Now, Dave Rubin is a... I guess we'll call him a libertarian. He's a minarchist. He's a statist. And here we go. I'm not against all government regulation, right? There's some government regulation that's okay. Great one. Are you against all government regulation? Yes. Am I against all government regulation? Yes, I am. Okay, I'm not against all regulation. That's like, well, I'm not against all murder, not against all rape.
Intellectually, I like that argument because you could make a, I think you can make a very sound argument that competition would force people to do better work. Like if you're a plumber, you have a vested interest in doing the best plumbing job you can so that people will rate you on Yelp so that you will get more work. You don't
Okay. If you're a plumber, you do have a vested interest in doing a good job, so you get more business. But when you start taking it and trying to relate it to Yelp and stuff like that, I do cringe a little bit. I'm just like, that's your argument? All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. I'm going to take a break. You're going to listen to the outro music. And when this is done... All right, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make you suffer and wait until Monday for the rest of this podcast. Yeah, there we go. That's some pain.